Oh, it's definitely getting too crowded. Although you'd be surprised at the numbers that it's still not, that much more than they're used to. I mean, when we're sitting down, I'm not going to count these on the air here, but I'm just looking, glancing at the number of early entries in 99, and I think it was around 30 or in the low 30s a
year
ago.
You're already about 25, right?
The problem is you include foreigners in that, and so we're going to see some more foreigners are going to be announced around May 13th because obviously we don't necessarily are privy to who those guys are, or at least I'm not
right.
from around the globe.
Right.
One big name, though, that I can tell you is getting closer to declaring, at least to try to be in this draft, maybe get drafted and then put it off for a year, and that is Yao Ming. Clearly, he's got some responsibilities to his team in Shanghai. The spy plane controversy doesn't help the situation of him getting out of his responsibilities over there. But he could be a guy that declares by May 13th, and then a team at one or two drafts him, but then just doesn't see him for a year. And this is actually a draft outside of Shane Battier in the top 7 to 9 picks, where it's going to be hard to get something productive out of those top guys.
Why is the lure of going pro, when it's so much tougher for these kids in actuality to make it, why is the lure still there?
Well, it's there because, one, competitively, they think they can compete at that level, believe it or not. Okay, that's number one.
It's all about
ego, guys,
right?
Here, I'm in Phoenix right now at the NBA draft camp, and there are guys here who, some big names, Terrence Morris from Maryland, Earl Watson from UCLA, Brian Scalabrine from USC, Charlie Bell and Andre Hudson from Michigan State, but they're going to really have a hard time getting into the first round, yet they think they are, or that they think they are first-round picks. That's number one, the competitive aspect. Number two, they are savvy through agents about starting that clock, that once you get into the NBA, it's at 3 years of guaranteed, the fourth year there's an option, the fifth year they can sign you as a restricted free agent. So you need to get going, according to the agents, so that you can start negotiating that second contract in year four. And players have had Richard Jefferson actually tell me that is something that they think about. The other thing is, they're just getting bad advice. They actually think that they're higher up in the draft than they really are. There's only 28 picks in the NBA draft this year, 29 normally, but Minnesota doesn't have a draft pick. And so they all think they're going to be one of those picks, not thinking about foreigners, not thinking about seniors, and just looking at other guys in their positions. Some of these guys that are going to declare in the next week, Omar Cook from St. John's, Tito Maddox did yesterday, they look at my position, that being point guard for those guys, and say, okay, Jason Williams of Duke and Frank Williams of Illinois, they're not coming out, so I've got a better shot at going higher in the draft. The thing, though, to keep in mind, that gets a little lost here in this next month, is that these guys can come back. The ones that were smart enough to stay in school, and I direct that comment at Temple's Kevin Lied because he'd like to come back, but he dropped out, so now he's got a lot of work to do if he's going to come back. So if they're smart enough to stay in school, don't sign with an agent, and see that they're not going to go in the first round. A guy like DePaul's Bobby Simmons could come back, probably will come back because he's realizing that. And the last thing I'll just say on this is that at Kentucky, where Keith Bogans and Tayshaun Prince are expected to do that as well, they benefited, they being the Wildcats, a couple years ago when Jamal McGlure declared for the draft, went to Chicago, got humbled, came back, had a better senior of any of his years in college, benefited in terms of giving a better effort for Kentucky. He then got into the first round the following year. So it wasn't a bad thing for him to get humbled and work harder and see what he needed to work on.